Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Help Myself Podcast. Listen, I'm your host, John M. Singletary Sr. I got to put that senior in there because I got my junior right here. That's my co-pilot in this podcasting game and in this amazing thing that we call life. Listen, it is such an honor. Such an honor. And today, really quickly, I want to talk about the power of keeping your appointment. And I'm not just talking about external appointments with organization, another place, or a person, but of keeping your appointments with yourself. I was watching an interview with Kobe Bryant, and what he said just really resonated with me. You know, he was like, when I show up at the gym at 5:30, that the version of me that has to get up to make it to the gym at 5:30 is not the person that made the appointment. The person that made the appointment was the version of me that decided the night before, the week before, or whenever to be there. And so, since those are two different people, I keep my appointments. I don't allow the version of me that doesn't want to do this or that to set the appointment. And I think sometimes we are good at saying we're going to do or deciding we're going to do and then moving based on the feels. So if I decide tomorrow I'm going to start a new workout and then when I get up tomorrow I don't feel like it, I won't go. But listen, you start to build up that equity of not showing up for yourself, not keeping your appointments. And it almost gets to a point where you start side-eyeing yourself. So I want you to understand the power of keeping your appointments. And so a big part of keeping an appointment is that when you set appointments in a way that makes sense. You know, a lot of times you'll see people go on a health kick and they just go so far to the left. And I'm for that if you're looking for a dramatic change. But if you know you and you ain't never been in shape and then you think you're going to go from sitting on your couch to being a high level athlete, that's a bad appointment. So consider yourself, make appointments, but no matter how you make the appointment, whether it's a dramatic appointment or it's an appointment that you can ease into, the main thing to do is to keep your appointments. I have an appointment this morning. They hadn't followed up with me, but we agreed to meet at a certain time today. And guess what? In my mind, I'm proceeding forward as if we discussed it. Because it's an appointment that I made. And I'm going to keep my appointments. You should too.